Section 112 disclosure issues. As you'll recall, if you've been to this talk in prior years, for the last several years, a lot of the definiteness cases that come up around the context of means plus function claiming in software and the need to provide an algorithm. There is a big fight in a number of cases over whether my claim is a means plus function software claim. While the presumption is, if you use the word magic word means, it's means plus function, and if you don't use the magic word means, it's not means plus function. That presumption can be rebutted, and it quite often is. So what the Federal Circuit says in Diebold-Nixdorf versus ITC is that the phrase check standby unit in the patent was a means plus function claim term and lacked corresponding algorithmic structure. The court says that the term unit is a, quote, nonce word. It's a placeholder. It's basically means by another term. It did not help the patent owner in this case that the diagram that illustrated the invention in the specification showed the check standby unit as a single straight line connecting two boxes rather than as any kind of structural content. And the prosecution history suggested that the patent holder coined the term to try to avoid the prior art. By contrast, in ZeroClick versus Apple, the court found that the terms program and user interface code were not nonce words. Those constituted actual structure and made this not a means plus function claim term, but an actual structural software term that did not require you to disclose and be limited to a corresponding algorithm. One final point on the Section 112 means plus function world, you don't need to get to the question of whether or not you have disclosed an algorithm if no one can figure out what your function is. So in Intellectual Ventures versus T-Mobile USA, the patent claim term was allocating means for allocating resources to said IP flow so as to optimize end user application IP QoS requirements of said software application. That's actually hard to say. What the court says is, okay, the function, we don't understand what the function is. We don't know what it means to sort of allocate resources to said IP flow so as to optimize end user application IP QoS requirements of said software application. And because the function itself is indefinite, we don't have to get to the question of whether or not you've given us software that performs that function and whether that description of the software is indefinite. If your function is indefinite, you don't get patentability. Written description and enablement. One significant case in written description and a useful reminder for those in prosecution. In General Hospital versus Siena Biopharmaceuticals, the patentee filed a broad genus claim. The patent examiner rejected the broad genus claim. The patentee came back with a narrower genus claim that avoided the prior art. PTAB concluded that the patent lacked written description of that narrower claim because even though it was in the scope of the broader genus, even though the broader genus had been described, there's nothing specific in the specification that calls out the narrower genus. Right? You told us include this wide range of stuff. When you narrowed it as a patent prosecutor to a narrower range, you couldn't point to anything in the specification that called out that narrower range, even though the narrower range was enabled, since the broader range was enabled, it was not described in the patent as originally filed. So important if you're narrowing your patent claims to avoid prior art rejections to make sure you can tie the new language that you use or the new scope of your genus to language that's in the original specification, even if you are narrowing it from something that you had already taught. Going in the opposite direction on the enablement side, in Trustees of Boston University versus Everlight, the court holds that a patent is invalid as a matter of law for lack of enablement because the patent claim covers six possible combinations of light-emitting diode manufacturing components. The patent specification teaches only five of those. Those are the 5 that the court was, that the patent was primarily concerned with, but because the language of the claim as construed covers 6, court says you fail for lack of enablement. The enablement requirement, the court says, must ensure that the public knowledge is enriched by the patent specification to a degree at least commensurate with the scope of the patent claims. The scope of the claims must be less than or equal to the scope of the enablement. If you've taught us 5 things, you get to claim 5 things, but you don't get to claim 6.